I would say that he don't think about others.
Mm-hmm.
Charity begin at home.
Yeah.
If I see an unable person and I've got a dollar and a half, give him a dime. But some people not like that. They ain't gonna give away nothing. But
you say a man like that is a what? He's a. Do you call him a?
Well, he's a tight character person.
Tight what? Or?
Tight character.
Tight character? What's that?
That's your mind. Character. That's naturally you put up in that character.
Oh, tight character.
Right.
Did you ever call him a miser?
You can call it that if you want.
You ever heard it used?
No.
Okay. Now, when you're speaking about a person, you say that girl is very common. What would you mean? What would that sentence mean to you?
I would say a person that she would have to be dressed common. Then you can call her that word, common. It's the way sometimes you dress yourself. You're common.
What do you mean
by that? In other words, it's the way you carry yourself. That's common. And the other way it is, the company that you follow can make a common.
What do you mean by common? Is that a nice word?
That's an ugly word.
It's an ugly word?
It's an ugly word.
You don't
common means you're less than anything.
Okay. Okay. Now, if your children were out a bit later than usual, you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried because it's not his habit of being late.
Okay. Now, if you were not worried, you'd say you were what? If you weren't worried, you'd say you were. Would you say unworried? Would you say
no?
If you weren't concerned, you'd say you were what?
That's what I'm thinking in my life. If I'm not worried because he's late, it could be his habit of being late.
I see.
Then I shouldn't worry. Come when you want.
All right. Now, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
I'm scared. Okay. Now, you might say, she isn't scared now, but she's not scared now, but
she'll be scared after a while.
Will
be scared.
No, if you're speaking about what she was in the past, you'd say she...
Not scared now.
But she...
Going to be.
No. Talking about that she once was scared, but she's not scared now. You say she's not scared now, but she...
Used to be scared.
Used to be? Okay. Okay, now... You might say, I don't understand why she's scared. If a person is scared now, but they, at one time they weren't, you might say, I don't understand why she's afraid or why she's scared. She
had the habit of doing it before.
She used not to be?
She ought not to be scared. She had the habit of doing it before.
Okay.
Why be scared? Too late.
Now, Mr. Joe, a person who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door's unlocked, you'd say he's...
Very neglectful.
He's very...
Neglectful.
Careful.
He's careless.
Careless. Okay. Now, if you were speaking of a person, you might say they're kind of odd. You just can't figure them out. They're just a little bit... What? They're a little bit...
Out the way.
Would you ever hear the word queer used about them? They were just a little...
I don't know the meaning of queer.
Uh-huh.